This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu will leave for New Delhi from Malawi today after concluding her three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. A correspondent reports that the president's visit to these countries was the first ever by an Indian president and added a new chapter to the historic relation of the country with these nations. It comes a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of the G20 during India's presidency. During the week-long visit, President Murmu held bilateral meetings with the leadership of all the three countries and interacted with Indian diaspora. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is on a visit to Mexico. She participated in the India-Mexico Trade and Investment Summit on enhancing trade and investment collaboration in Mexico City. Minister for Economic Development for Mexico City, Manuela Zabolza Aldama, also attended the summit. Speaking on the occasion, Ms. Sitharaman said, joint efforts of India and Mexico can strengthen resilience through diversification, especially for critical components like semiconductors, printed circuit boards and other high-tech electronics. The finance minister said India offers tremendous opportunities for growth and investment, especially in the pharma, manufacturing and automotive sectors. She also highlighted India's emergence as a global leader in the digital economy with an adoption rate of 87% in the fintech sector with initiatives like UPI. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that commercialization of education is adversely impacting the quality of education. Mr. Dhankar was speaking at a function of a private educational institution in Rajasthan's Sikar this afternoon. He said that education becoming a business is never good for the future of the nation. He said that education was never a source of income, but was a medium of sacrifice, medium for charity, and for building a healthy society. Mr. Dhankar reiterated that today education has become a commodity which has been sold for profit, and this is adversely impacting the quality of education. Vijay Rahatkar has been appointed as chairperson of the National Commission for Women, NCW. A notification in this regard has been issued by the Minister of Women and Child Development. Ms. Rahatkar has served as chairperson of the Maharashtra State Commission for Women and Mayor of Aurangabad. She has also worked as a BJP National Secretary and President of the party's Women Wing. The minister also notified about appointment of Dr. Archana Majumdar as member of the NCW. Indian Institute of Wheat and Barley Research, Karnal, today started the distribution of seeds of 13 new varieties of wheat approved by the central government. 22,000 farmers from all over the country had registered themselves on the portal to get seeds of new varieties. New varieties of wheat are disease-resistant, along with giving more production. The Election Commission has directed Jharkhand government to remove Acting Director General of Police Anurag Gupta from his position with immediate effect. The commission has asked the state government to hand over charge to the senior-most DGP-level officer available in the cadre. The state government has also been directed to submit the compliance of these directions by 7 p.m. today. Also, the Jharkhand government will submit a panel of senior Indian Police Service IPS officers by 10 a.m. on Monday. This decision came taking into account a history of complaints and action taken by the commission against Mr. Gupta during previous elections. Hezbollah's deputy commander in the Bint Jabil area of southern Lebanon, Nasir Abed al-Aziz Rashid, was killed in an operation by Israel's Air Force. According to the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, Rashid was involved in terrorist activities against Israeli civilians. Hezbollah has not commented. In Uganda, 49 new mpox cases have been reported, bringing the total number of laboratory-confirmed infections in the country to 145. The country's Minister of Health said that Kampala, the capital of Uganda, recorded 27 new cases of the disease, the highest in the East African country over the last week. In cricket, India were 446 for the loss of 7 wickets in the second innings of the fourth day of the opening test against New Zealand. The match has been played at the Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.